Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Ben Coleman, president of Aerospace Management System Institute in Lakeland, Florida, who is today's host.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ben Coleman, your anchor host for the Florida Aviation Network, the 48th annual Sun and Fun International Expo. Used to be just a Sun and Fun fly-in. We've come a long way, and we've got a long way to go, but we're getting there slowly. Florida Aviation Network is a project of the National Aviation Safety Foundation, and our method of getting the safety message out is through volunteerism and the spirit of just the love and romance of aviation. If you don't have it, I'm sorry. It's too bad to be you. If you do want it, sidle yourself up with someone who does involve themselves with aviation and the industry, and just ask them questions. And I dare say that there's any enthusiast in aviation or aerospace that if their heart's really in it, you ask them a question, you're going to get a lot more than you asked for. Trust me. And we are capable today, through modern technology, of talking remotely to folks that we have out in the field, and it's not just here in the set at the Central Florida Aerospace Academy, otherwise known as they always call it CFAA or CFAA, and this is a high school. It's a high school for strictly aviation aerospace. James C. Ray, this is a name that has not been mentioned to my knowledge thus far here in our programming. Mr. Ray donated an inordinate amount of money to have this school built and erected. And he has a scholarship foundation, and his family is continuing to support aviation and aerospace through their efforts. And again, money kind of helps things flow. Volunteerism makes things happen. But with you match up the volunteerism along with some capital, some funds, it helps buy things like cameras and lights and electricity. And it's just even our shirts here that you see, the beautiful meatball, we buy these. They're not donated, they're not given to us. So it's all a matter of just put your money where your mouth is. And if you know, 15 or 20 bucks goes a long way to help a volunteer organization. And what I'm doing right now is, if you have not been in the industry of doing videos, is they call Stretch It Out, because we're trying to find Joel. He's somewhere out in the field, somewhere walking around. And but I think once we do find him, we're going to say, Joel Hargis, what are you doing? Where are you?
I'm here, Ben.
Well, where have you been?
This morning I got such an opportunity because I got invited to fly with the Phillips 66 air show team.
Well, that doesn't sound very exciting. What did you do? I mean, you go flying. What did you do?
Went over there. We strapped on the parachute, right? And they fly in like extra 330Xs or something like that. I was flying with Jerry Molidar, and who was the U.S. aerobatic team captain when the U.S. team won the gold medal, and I believe it was 97. And so this guy was an incredible pilot, and I was just fortunate enough to be the right size and weight to get asked to fly with them. And it was fantastic, Ben. I've flown aerobatics, I've flown formation, I've flown missing man myself, but I had never got the opportunity to fly formation aerobatics. And it was all kinds of awesome.
Joel, you say you're the right size and shape. What are you saying?
Yeah, I think it was 5'8 or less and under 180, buddy. So,
all right. Well, to match up one of our volunteers, and actually a recipient of one of, actually it's a CFI? Dave, New York Dave, what are you saying? What are you doing? Hey, Joel, before you run away, we do have another person here that's on set, and she happens to be in the proper light. Is there anything else you'd like to say? You had your mouth open. You were gobbling that mic like you were fixed to say something.
Well, I just, like I say, I just want to get everybody to come out here. It is a beautiful day. Unbelievable. So many warbirds, so many new airplanes. The vendors are out in the buildings. And if you don't make Sun and Fun this year, you are missing out.
Well, let's do it. And if you, again, like Joel says, if you miss it this year, don't miss it next year. Because the weather is always great. It's perfect. Anytime, inside or out. Joel, thanks a lot. You get back to whatever you were doing and wherever we were scurrying you up from.
All right, Ben. Yep, I'm going to be out here at the show, and look for me. I'll be you'll notice me because I got a guy with a camera with me.
We'll look for you. You got walking around with no hair. I got it.
Mm-hmm. We'll see you.
And Laurie Bradner. Laurie, we're right here in the set with Laurie.
Hey, hi, yeah, Ben. Welcome. How are you? It's great to see you.
Laurie, will you do me a favor? Come out of your shell a little bit. Open
I'm
up.
So shy and reserved. That's what they always tell me.
Laurie, what just happened?
Well, you know what? I want to make a comment because I was sitting here listening to you, and you said something about individuals maybe not loving aviation. Well, you know what? I have a better answer for you. You said that, you know, that they didn't love it, whatever. You know, it's okay. You know what? If they don't love aviation, I know where they need to come. I know where they need to be. Do you know where they need to be, Ben?
Tell me. I have no clue.
They need to be right here at Sun and Fun at the 48th Annual Sun and Fun. That's where mm-hmm. they need to be. Mm-hmm. Because if they don't love aviation, if they don't know anything about aviation, this right here is the place to be. At the 48th Annual Sun and Fun, right here in Lakeland, Florida. Our very own Lakeland.
And, Laurie, there's a lot of things that people may not realize about aviation and aerospace. And they say, well, we don't need that. That's just a rich man, rich woman's sport and hobby and all of this. But if they ever go to the seafood market and they're able to buy some fresh, new, fresh,
that's right,
never frozen stuff, it doesn't get here by truck, folks, okay? So there's a lot that goes on in the background in aviation. As a matter of fact, Lakeland has gone through a transition here with Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
And like it or hate it, love it or hate it, they're here. And it brings an awful lot to the community. It stimulates the economy. And the flow of transportation of goods and services is remarkable in the aerospace and aviation industry, but people don't realize that. And we're fortunate here to have one of the more progressive FAA offices.
We do.
And the FAA, and it's typically the joke of we're with the FAA, we're here to help you. No, they're here to help you. And,
yeah,
and honestly, they it's a wonderful organization. And it's run by the taxpayers, so they work for you. Don't forget that.
Yeah. No, I tell you what, Ben, there is so much, and I know that we just spoke to Joel. He was out in the field. He was ready to gobble up that mic. Do you know, I have never met a man so excited. Every person that he met, do you know what? We are so honored today that one of our very own got to fly with the Phillips 66 team, and so excited about how the Phillips 66 got their name. Do you know how the Phillips 66 got its name? Look at this. I get to test Ben. I love this. Okay, this is a test, Ben. Here we go. How did Phillips 66 get its name?
I know, but Laura, if I was to tell you, they wouldn't learn as much. So why don't you just
all right, well,
share
you,
with
now
us.
You correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
The first thing is that when they were testing, obviously when they're looking at Phillips 66, it's gasoline. Mm-hmm. The specific gravity of that particular gasoline came in at almost 66. Also, when they tested it in the motor vehicle, Ben, they were on Route 66 or Route 66, mm-hmm. tomato, tomato, we don't know, whatever, potato, potato. Anyway, they were on Route 66, mm-hmm. and the car got up to 66 miles per hour.
I knew that.
Of course you did, Ben, because you know everything. Ben knows everything.
Of course. Just
but I was so excited. But our very own Joel got to fly with them this morning. Mm-hmm. How incredible is that? And do you know, I have to tell you, I was out in the field with him, Ben. He was stopping people. Mm-hmm. I told him not to scare anybody, really, truly. He was out stopping people, telling them about his flight. Do you know what he said? It was the best flight. And he has flown many, many, many mm-hmm. aircraft. He's aerobatic pilot, you name it. Best flight of his life. So kudos to our Phillips 66 team, Ben. It was phenomenal. And how great that one of our very own got to fly.
Yeah, the Aerostars. And
yes.
Laurie, tell me there's something else that happened about, maybe 30 or 45 minutes ago. But now, compose yourself. Try to compose yourself.
I get so excited, Ben. I love sun and fun. And I get so excited. And there's so much going on everywhere you turn. And that's why, even if you know nothing about aviation, you've got to come out to Sun and Fun. We're celebrating our 48th annual right here in Lakeland, Florida. But guess what? I got to interview the Aeroshell team.
Not only the Aeroshell team. We can talk about that later. Not yet.
I was excited.
I'm talking about, we're going to date this. This is the 8th of April.
Yes.
What happened about within the hour ago on the 8th of April for the first time ever?
Ben, I hope that our viewers got to see it if they looked east, and that was the Axiom launch from Launch Pad 39A at Kennedy mm-hmm. Space Center. And so they went up. This was the first private launch with not only an astronaut, private individuals, and it is now headed on its way to the International Space Station. And those now astronauts are going to be spending about 8 days on the International Space Station. So right now, today, you're right, Ben. Today, history was made. History was made.
And guys and gals and folks and all ages and shapes and sizes, generations, genders, whatever,
yep.
We're in a very, very dynamic time, not only in the nation, in the world. A lot of there's bad in everything that you can find, and there's good in everything that you can find. But
depends
aviation,
on what you're looking for.
It depends. And I tell you, there's bad things going on in the world, in aviation, but there's good things. So let's pull out the good, unless you can have an impact or affect the bad and
yep.
on a positive.
Yes.
And what do we do here at the Florida Aviation Network that is our underlying theme for all we do? Why are we here?
It's all about promoting aviation and promoting safety in aviation. And our job is really to inspire, empower, and ignite future aviators. But we want them to do it with mm-hmm. always and foremost in their mind, safety first. Because when you talk mm-hmm. about aerospace or aviation, it's all about safety.
And most of the regulations that we have in our FAA, I like to call them standards. There's too many things.
I like that better.
That's against the regulations.
No, I like standards better. That's good.
Contrary
that's good.
To the standard.
Yeah, it's better.
But those standards came at a severe price. There's an awful lot of blood that was been lost in that. And that's why we are so emphatic about trying. We're turning the tide, really. And initially, the first day we talked here about aviation, the safety record.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, and if you are not familiar with the NALL report, N-A-L-L, mm-hmm. NALL, the NALL report, it gives you the statistics. And for some reason, when it's touted that, this was the best year in aviation as far as a safety record, we got the accident rate down to just a very smidgen, as opposed to, this was a horrible year for aviation safety. It doesn't matter, because all we do is to try and drive down that accident rate, and the goal is zero. And some people say, well, that's just unattainable.
Yeah. No.
But if you're not driving for it, you're never going to get closer to
that's
it.
Right.
So
that's right.
We may never get there, but we can
go off
and get close.
We can't quit.
No,
we can't quit. And you know what's funny that you should say that, Ben? When I had the opportunity to speak to our Aeroshell team, that was one of the things. Obviously, they're here to inspire future aviators, and we got to tell their stories. But one of the things that the tagline they left was never quit. in aviation, we don't quit, and we continue to strive, as you said, for those zeros, for that perfection, and we won't stop until we reach it. And that's the heart. That is the heart of aviators. Well, that is the heart of what we do.
And the beauty part is, we're just not going to stop.
No,
I mean, even when we drive it to zero, where do you go from there?
You keep on.
You got to keep it at zero.
That's right. Yeah, smoke on, to borrow a phrase.
And Laurie, we're going to do something very dynamic. And we're very flexible here at the Florida Aviation Network. So, what we're going to do? I'm going to go back, and we found Joel again.
You did?
We found him.
Goodness!
We thought he was lost. We're going to go back and talk to Joel for a while as we bring on our next guest. But he's going to join us on the set. But we're going to let Joel do something that he's not very comfortable at doing. He's going to talk. Joel is going to talk to us from the field.
Now, Ben, you can't be lying to our folks at home because they know Joel loves to talk. He's ready to swallow that microphone.
It's called gobble. Gobble the mic. But we're going to go back to Joel, and we're going to bring Fred on.
Okay.
And you have a lot of information that I want you to pull out of Fred for us.
So he is the new superintendent of Polk County Schools.
Joel, are you there, Joel?
Yes, I'm here, Ben.
We found you.
And you know how bashful I am.
Well, come on, tell us a little bit. Okay, you're going to have to stretch it out. Give us a good minute or two.
So, want to talk about the so many diverse things that you can see here at the show. I mean, like, how many people like to build airplanes? You know, like, whether it's from kits or scratch. Well, everything you needed to know how to do that is here at Summerfun. There's all kinds of seminars. Some of the seminars in the very building you guys are sitting in, right? At the CFAA building, there's all kinds of safety seminars, build seminars, everything from, you can help learn how to weld or wrap wings with fabric. You can do those kind of things. The other thing I always enjoy is walking through the vendor buildings, because there's so many cool new avionics and gadgets for the airplane, right? I mean, I'm just amazed every year that it's like a candy store for pilots, right? It's just another facet of what we do. You can look through all the new airplane areas, right? I mean, Beach is here. I think Cessna's here, and I mean, they've got all their brand new models sitting in out there. Most of them, they'll let you crawl into and just check them out, right? NORAD has a place there. I talked to NORAD the other day. You know, they've got a nice card at their booth that if you get intercepted by an F-16, you know what you should do and what you shouldn't do, because you know, Ben, you know they chase you in twos, right?
I'm telling you, Joel, if I see an F-16 fill up my windshield, I'm landing.
Yep. So the he's going to rock his wings. He's going to come out in front of you, keep you out of his jet wash, and then you're supposed to follow him. And then just if he goes down, you go down. And when he puts his gear down, you're supposed to land. And that's your clearance to land.
But Joel, what if there's no airport around?
Oh, you're going to follow him out of the restricted airspace.
Okay.
Basically, you follow him. And if you continue in, particularly to a presidential TFR, I mean, they always come in twos. So you only see one of them because the other one is on your 6 o'clock. And, if you get too close to, like, the president, they can get the authority to knock you out of the sky. So that's serious business.
Joel, we're talking about knocking you out of the sky. We're going to knock you off of this field interview, and we're going to be back to the studio. And Laurie and I are going to kind of bat it around just a little bit more, and we're going to regroup. We're going to fall back and regroup because this attack has failed. So thank you very much for your field work, and Joel, don't go far. We may come back and get you.
All right. Well, I'm here for you, Ben.
Okay. We're closing out today? Okay, well, I tell you what, we're just closing out. Okay, we're going to see you next interview. Ben Coleman, one of your hosts, Florida Aviation Network. See you next interview.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. Please visit our studio website to hear past programs.